Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2479. Why am I not getting leaner? By Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Why am I not getting leaner? By Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. I religiously track my food and exercise. I'm eating 1,300 calories, the number my tracker told me to eat if I want to lose 2 pounds a week. I've been following a strict diet and the scale hasn't budged. My friends tell me I'm eating too little. I think I must be eating too much because I'm not losing weight. I feel so confused. What am I doing wrong? I often hear this complaint from weight-conscious people who don't know if they're eating too much or too little. They believe fat loss is mathematical. Exercising 500 calories more or eating 500 calories less per day will result in losing 1 pound of fat per week, right? Not always. Weight reduction is not as mathematical as we would like it to be. Is it a diet or a famine? If you are already exercising like crazy and are eating far less than you deserve, but the scale doesn't budge, you might wonder if something's wrong with your metabolism. Are you eating the wrong kinds of foods? What's going on? When athletes have excess body fat to lose, they tend to lose it relatively easily. But when they get close to their race or dream weight, fat loss can slow to a crawl. That's when frustration sets in. You might think reducing your calorie intake even more would be a good idea. No, you would deprive your body of too many nutrients, to say nothing of the lack of energy to perform well. When you significantly restrict calories, your brain perceives the lack of food as a famine. Doing extra exercise makes the situation worse, especially when your body is at a low weight. With no excess fat to lose, your body conserves energy and maintains weight at a calorie intake that historically would have resulted in fat loss. Nature protects the body from losing weight during a perceived famine by slowing your calorie burn. The heart rate slows, not due to fitness, but rather to lack of fuel. Blood flow to extremities slows in order to keep your organs warm. Your hands and feet feel cold all the time. Your stomach and intestinal tract slows. Constipation can become an issue. The hormonal system reverts to pre-adolescence. Women produce less estrogen and stop having regular menstrual periods. Men produce less testosterone. You feel excessively tired. You can muster up energy to exercise, but then are droopy the rest of the day. Fatigue becomes your middle name. The role of genetics. When an athlete complains about lack of fat loss despite rigid food restriction, one of my first questions is, how do you look compared to others in your genetic family? Are you leaner or far leaner than they are? The standard response is, far leaner. Remember, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Nature's blueprint for your body might differ from your dream physique. Pay attention to what others say about your body. If your mom or partner says you're too thin, listen up and stop striving to be leaner yet. Rather than struggle to lose those last few pounds, gently accept your physique and be grateful for what your body does for you. It is strong, healthy, powerful, and able to do what you ask it to do, like run a marathon, raise a family, train for and complete an Ironman, bike 100 miles, and so on. It is a resilient vehicle that carries you through each day. It's good enough. Hopefully, you will not have to experience a broken leg or be diagnosed with cancer before you learn to be grateful for your body and how it allows you to walk, run, and live an active lifestyle, regardless of your size or shape. Eat more, get fat. You can stop the diet or famine by eating more, and you will not instantly get fat. Rather, your metabolism will quickly return to normal. If your body is too thin, it will strive to restore itself to a genetic weight. This is why athletes can have a hard time staying at their racing weights. Being too thin is very hard to maintain. If you believe you still have excess flab to lose, yet the scale doesn't budge despite your strict diet, what can you do? I generally recommend eating more and exercising less. To the shock of many of my calorie-deprived clients, this tends to work better than exercising more and eating less. Sounds counterintuitive. So how can that be true? Think of your body as being a campfire. When it has 3 logs to burn, it generates a lot of heat. When it has just 1 log, it produces just a small flame. The same with your body. The more fuel it has, the more calories you will burn. While adding calories, focus on the benefits, like how much better you feel, the power in your workouts, your happier mood, and better quality of life. If you don't trust your body and are fearful that eating more will end up with you regaining the weight you worked so hard to lose, get help. A sports dietitian can guide you through this process. Use the referral network at scandpg.org to find your local expert. Are fitness trackers helpful? Fitness trackers offer information that's interesting, but not precise. Something strapped on your wrist can sort of measure what your legs are doing, but many variables impact accuracy. For example, pushing a baby jogger with straight arms gives a different step count than if you were to run with freely swinging arms. As for energy expenditure, note that some of the calories reported as being burned during your workout include calories you would have burned in that hour regardless of exercise. Knowing calories burned can be dangerous. Oh, I just burned 500 calories, so now I deserve to eat ice cream. So tracking here in this case might not enhance fat loss. Your body is your best calorie counter. Instead of tracking calories to determine if you've eaten the correct amount, try listening to your body. Before you eat, ask yourself, am I eating because my body needs fuel? Or because I'm bored, lonely, or stressed? Am I stopping eating because I'm satisfied or just because I think I should? By eating mindfully, you will not overeat or undereat. You'll simply relearn skills from childhood when you ate when you were hungry, stopped when you were content, maintained a good weight, and never ran out of energy. Life is better when you are free from being in food jail. You just listened to the post titled, Why Am I Not Getting Leaner? By Nancy Clark of nancyclarkrd.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. There's this reality, and see if this sounds familiar. We seem to be doing everything right. We're exercising regularly. We've reduced our calorie intake, but still eating more vegetables and whole grains. We're sleeping well. We're doing everything right and working really hard at it. And after a few weeks, nothing seems to have changed. The fat is still hanging around the belly and our arms, our clothes are not fitting any better. All of that hard work has led to nothing, or so it seems. We have to remind ourselves that some of these changes are not always obvious. Like, maybe your heart is getting stronger. That's not going to show up in the mirror, though. Maybe your blood has less fat and cholesterol floating around in it. Maybe your mood has been better. None of these changes will look like six-pack abs, though. So all of this to say, don't give up. Keep going. Your body is changing and will continue to change so long as you stick to what you've been doing. Just focus on the process, and the outcome, like our clothes fitting better, will happen naturally. All right, that's another edition of Optimal Health Daily. I hope you're having a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here again with you tomorrow. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.